There was violence in Manhattan as well. Looters hit the Macy's flagship store at Herald Square. Dozens of other stores looted or vandalized. Some were high-end stores, others were restaurants and bodegas. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond in Herald Square this morning.
The boarding up and cleaning up is underway here outside Macy's, and a group of women runners with their own brooms and trash bags came to help. Margaret hoping the destruction doesn't cloud the protesters' message.
At the end of the day, Black Lives Matter. Systematic racism needs to be addressed, and we don't want that message getting lost in any way. So if we can come out and clean a little bit to help with making sure that message is loud and clear, then that's what we're here for.
Her friend Colleen in tears over the damage.
It's horrific. It's like it draws emotions that I've never felt before. And this is home, and it just hurts.
The police made several arrests, but were not able to stop looters from taking out piles of merchandise from Macy's and at high-end stores like Chanel on Madison Avenue and Michael Kors in Rockefeller Center. In Herald Square, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.